Gary Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network. It's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic.
Hello.
He feels so enlightened.
So good to be here. We're at the Bridal Cottage. I want to thank First Security Bank. I want to thank Lindy for having us. Justin Akre, Christina LaCure.
That was a First Security burger. Unbelievable.
Smashed it.
Unbelievable.
It is maybe only pales in comparison to a First Security hot dog, which I'm about to smash in the next break.
I was about to say, you can get those things down in like 4 minutes.
Look, if you're around the downtown area, it takes no time at all to jump across the bridge and come over to North Little Rock for a free burger, hot dog, chip, and drink. I mean, come on. And they have desserts.
Don't forget the desserts. That's
fancy
the best
desserts.
Part.
Fancy desserts.
Like in little cups.
Yes.
With little spoons. They look so cute.
It's a little classy for a gal like me, but pretty good
stuff.
For this
joint, it's right up their alley.
Yep. There is no question. Thanks to, again, John Brady joining us last hour. Coming up, we will talk a little. We're going to talk some horse racing. I don't know if you saw the Preakness draw has been set.
Oh, I saw it. Or 1-1. Did you see that?
Yeah, more importantly, 1 is the key number because he's in the 1 hole.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I just knew that he was going off at 1-1.
The funny thing about that was, and we'll talk about it here in a second, but they asked Suge McGahee, they said, you know, and he was basically, he went on and on with the reporters and explained why it's not a big deal and it doesn't matter as much. And, you know, Kentucky is a huge deal because you have to kind of run away from the inside so you don't run into the wall or run into the rail. It's not as big a deal, blah, blah, blah. And they said, okay, well, where would you like to be? He goes, oh, on the outside. So, anyway, so he downplayed
it. Ideally.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I don't want to be in there, but we can make it work. And it definitely, smaller field, and you don't have the issues with running into the rail if you run straight ahead like you do at the Kentucky Derby. So, anyway.
I've listened to a few, you know, I guess, what are they called? Experts, yeah, I guess.
We're actually going to have Jeff Taylor on tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, perfect, the money man. Yeah, well, anyway, he'll probably say the same thing. I don't know, maybe he will, maybe he won't, but I've heard that they're saying if anyone can do it in the last 30 years, that Orb is probably the horse they're saying can do it. I know they say that every year.
I was just
going
to say, my response is,
they say that every year.
I heard this. I mean, Big Brown was a horse that couldn't be beat. This horse cannot be beaten by anyone. It's the greatest horse ever. It's big. It's brown. It's Big Brown. And you know what? He got murdered
at
Belmont. He didn't even finish, I don't think. He's still not done running at
Belmont. I know, but what they said, though, is that it's very cyclical. So they're saying that, like,
cyclical. It's been 40 years since
exactly.
His horse had
but when it happened, there was a bunch of them all at one time,
okay.
And they said that this is going to be cyclical again, and there's going to be a bunch of them all at the same time.
I think a lot of people are cyclical.
All I'm telling you is what the experts said. All right, that's all I'm telling you.
All the expert I need is me. Actually, we talked to some other experts. We'll get back into this in a second. Let's go ahead and do a little hog update here quickly. And Big Baby, I don't know what else we have from Coach DVH, but we'll get into that. Arkansas finishing its regular season run at Auburn starting tonight. 6:05 first pitch as they travel to Auburn, Alabama. There we go.
There's the music.
First two games of the series shown through Auburn's video subscription service, too, at auburntigers.com if you want to watch on the old web. But you can listen on the Buzz tonight starting at 6:05. And you can, of course, tune in for Friday and Saturday's games on the Heartbeat 106.7. So there you go. Arkansas's normal rundown of pitchers going for them tonight. You've got Aston, tomorrow Stanek, and then Randall Fan will round it out. And, of course, the Hogs will be participating in the SEC baseball tournament next week. And it looks like they'll be the 3 seed pretty much regardless of what happens this weekend. I guess if South Carolina won out and Arkansas was swept, Arkansas could fall to the 4 seed. The question is, I got to go to the boss and ask him. It's 9:30 start.
How's it going to work?
I think maybe the zone gets the day off. What do you think? That can only help ratings, right?
Can only help.
I mean, Razorback baseball, what's more interesting? Razorback baseball or me?
Or listening to Justin Akre. Let's be honest, Razorback baseball.
By far, not even close. Razorback pitching staff leads the country, I don't know if you knew this or not, with an ERA of 1.87, also leading the nation of 6.56 hits allowed per 9 innings. Again, Aston is 4-3, 1 save, 2.21 ERA in 15 appearances, 11 starts. Tomorrow's game... actually, there's a misprint in here. It's funny. It says on Saturday. I mean, on Friday. See, even they're confused in the sports information department at Arkansas because it's so weird with a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But anyway, Stanek will toe the rubber. There's a phrase you don't see very often. He started 13 games. He's 7-2 with a 1.7 ERA. And then the senior lefty, Randall Fant, 5-1 with a 2.0 ERA and 11 starts. He will go in the finale on Saturday. So good luck to Arkansas this weekend. Again, I think a couple wins, you get out of there, it's all good. And you're going
to
host a regional. You're going to host.
Be done with it.
You're going to play. Hopefully, you know, you set yourself up as a 3 seed in the SEC tournament. How dedicated they are to winning that, I don't know. I mean, they're going to throw a game, but I don't think it's the end of the world if you don't win that. We've talked about it many times over. And then, of course, you got the NCAA regional the next week, and I would assume you will get a regional in Fayetteville. And hopefully they win that and move on to a super somewhere not too far away. What do you have from old Coach Van Horn? How about that right there? Okay, let's talk about picking his rotation in the upcoming tournament, because it is interesting. There's a lot of thought that goes into that, because you want to not only win some games, you also want to set yourself up for the NCAA regional, which is exponentially more important than the SEC tournament. But here's Coach talking about his pitching staff and the rotation.
You've been thinking about that for a while. We've been thinking about it too. But I mean, there's a lot of things involved here. I mean, I don't have to tell you all our secrets, but I always seem to, you know, just because I do. Obviously, we want to win the series, A number one. If it's 1-1 going into Saturday, we're going to do what we got to do, even if it's clinched. If it was over and we'd won the series, then we would probably look at that. And then change it up a little bit. So, but, you know, obviously we'd like to host a regional. It's not the most important thing. You know, we could win 3 games this weekend or 2 or 1, and either way we might get one. I don't know. We might not get one anyway. I don't know how much they play into the RPI. I don't know what happened with our RPI, except the teams that we played and that we've beaten have not had very good years. I can't hardly figure it out. You know, I mean, you get so much more by winning on the road. We've won on the road, and they crush you when you get beat at home. And you can win 2 games at home and lose one, and it's about a dead heat as far as the two teams, you know, when they leave that weekend. So I think it needs to be readjusted again a little bit. I don't know how, but because I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it, but it does bother me. But the RPI isn't real good. We've played a pretty good schedule when you think about San Diego State and New Mexico, and we played teams that are going to win their league. I could go on and on. You know, we had a hiccup out in California, or out in Arizona. Other than that, it's been okay. But we're going to do what we got to do to win games. We want to put ourselves in a position to host a regional because we know that it would be really important to our fans to get the regional here. And for us personally, or as a team, we just want to get in regional. We feel like we can win here. We feel like we can win on the road. It'd be nice staying home. So we're not going to jeopardize that by, you know, throwing our bullpen. Although I could line up our bullpen on a Saturday game, and I think we could compete with anybody in the country and say, you give me 2-1, 2-2, 1, let's finish it and get out of here. And it could happen. And if one of our guys is a little bit tender on a short week, it could happen. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But right now, it's all the same, and unless some changes, obviously.
That's something you might do in the SEC tournament.
Hey, you know, I mean, we have a bye, so we play. You know, hopefully, we'll play in the first game on Wednesday if we hold our end of it, and you know, stay ahead of South Carolina. I think if we tie with South Carolina, we'll have the tiebreaker since we beat them. You know, and we'll the first 2 days we'll do what we have to do, and then you know. It just depends, you know, because if you win 2 in a row, you get a day off. You get to Saturday, it's single elimination no matter where you're at, 2-0 or 2-1, however you got there. But, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem at all. I mean, if we were fortunate enough to get to the championship game and we'd used our 3 guys, that's probably what we would do. And I would be fine with that, and I think our guys would be excited to do that.
Dave Van Horn. And, again, all the scenarios that we've asked Todd Butler, we talked about this earlier in the season, about how bad do you want to win the SEC, and he said, look, I can tell you Coach Van Horn wants to win it. Now, I did ask him to be honest. I prefaced it, so he had to be honest. He couldn't possibly give his coach speak. Kidding. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, there is a thought process there that the SEC tournament is not that – it's just not as important to those guys. Now, you do get plenty of time. I mean, you're not going to start until the next week around. So, I mean, you could play through Sunday, and you wouldn't play again –
Is there like a myth to it? Like, is there a reason why you don't want to win the SEC tournament? Is it kind
it's
of
not
like the par 3 contest?
No, it's more so that you want to get your guys rested, especially your pitching staff. But, you know, again, winning a regional is difficult, but it's not, you know, it's double elimination. We've only got 4 teams there. So, you know, it's you don't really have to necessarily go real deep in your pitching rotation. I think it's a little bit oversold that they don't want to win it. But I guess the relevance of it all is basically all you're trying to do is set yourself up to get a regional. And if you're in line to potentially get a super regional too, you know, maybe you want to play better and really make a strong case at the end of the season. I just don't think Arkansas's RPI is going to give them a chance to do that. So it's not that relevant to them. I think they sweep Auburn this weekend,
and then they play.
I think they win a game or two in the SEC. They're locked up in a regional, so I don't know. Anyway, it's a.
But isn't it mentally good just to win though? Like in my opinion, mentally, I believe that it's a good thing. Just always winning.
Some people think that losing refocuses your team though, and in some cases we've seen this with basketball where teams have lost either in their finals, the quarters, the semis of their conference tournaments, then gone on and played really well in the NCAA tournament. Arkansas, I think the year they won the national championship, did not win the SEC tournament.
My sophomore year of college, we won 7 tournaments in a row, and to me, every single tournament that we went to, it was do or die. We wanted to win every single time because we're on a bit of a roll. So if you're on a roll, don't you mentally get really excited for the next game? I know that it could refocus you if you lose, but I would rather be on a winning streak than mentally have to get refocused after losing.
I don't disagree with you at all. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And baseball's unique anyway, you know, so it's hard to tell. But anyway.
What do you got there?
Well, this actually is the way too early look at the upcoming basketball
way
season.
Way too early look, let's be honest.
Odds to win. Kentucky, no big surprise, the number one pick in this one. 5-1 odds is your favorite to win the NCAA tournament in 2012-13. Or 13-14, I guess. I'm sorry. This will be the championship in 14, March of 14. Kansas, the second favorite. Louisville, the defending champion, at third at 17-2. Michigan State is next, then Duke. Arizona, North Carolina, Florida, Ohio State, Syracuse is 25-1. I'm trying to find a few other SEC schools.
Where's Arkansas?
Oh, I'll get to them, but it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while.
Missouri's 50-1.
So if I wanted to go to Vegas like this afternoon and put money on it, this is the line I'm going to get right as of this morning.
If you're going to put money on it, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to put money on Arkansas, though, I'd much rather see you put a pile of money in front of me and set it on fire than be neat. Tennessee is 66-1.
That's pretty much like horse racing.
Yes.
Same thing.
Well, yeah, these are like futures bets.
Yeah, I know, but I'm totally good at that.
No,
I would
cool.
put a, look at those, 500-1 schools. I'm good for a dollar.
Yeah.
I am good for a dollar, a chance to win five.
No, let's see here. Alabama's 100-1 shot. Let me see. Ole Miss is 100-1. Vanderbilt's 100-1. Arkansas is 150-1. So you're telling me that it's worth putting a dollar on Arkansas?
Yeah.
No, that's silly.
You know what? That's silly not to.
You can buy 2 bags of
that
chips for that.
That is silly not to.
You can get 2 bags of chips or you can get
nothing.
You can
walk outside and get free chips.
Okay, would you rather Wednesday, even though it's Thursday? Would you rather Wednesday? Big Baby, you answer first. Would you rather spend a dollar to buy 2 bags of chips or a dollar to potentially win 150 on Arkansas in basketball?
A dollar to potentially win 150.
Thank you, Big Baby.
Stupid
He's
answer.
Smarter than you.
Dumb answer. 2 bags of chips.
That is
Much
the dumbest
better.
Answer I've ever heard, ever. Go outside and get free chips and give me the dollar to put on that.
LSU's 151. Okay,
you know
you're
what?
Working on. Okay, I'm working on the assumption that First Security Bank is not outside my front window here at the Bridal Cottage in North Little Rock.
Well,
grilling burgers
it
and giving
is.
Free chips away, but they are. I'm saying, in general, if you're sitting around your office today, would you rather spend that dollar on 2 bags of chips or spend it to maybe get 150 back on Arkansas for winning the national title?
Do you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take each of our dollars. We're going to pool it. We're going to walk across the street to the Exxon. We are going to buy a Powerball ticket that is now worth like 100. What does it say over there? $475 million.
Where can
that's
you see that?
That's what we're going to do.
I can't even see that.
$475
Gosh,
million.
You can see that?
Yeah. That's you know why? TLC LASIK here in Little Rock.
Wow. That LASIK. Might drop in Roger Scott. Anyway, Mississippi State's 500-1. You know, I might put a dollar on Mississippi State to go 500 because you never know when they're going to buy another good team. It's been a while, but they might invest in their program again at some point. Who knows?
Hey.
Texas A&M is 200-1. That might be a pretty good investment.
So you'd put a dollar on them, but
absolutely.
Not a dollar on Arkansas?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Eric says, I put $1.17 on Cabrera to win the Masters, and he almost won it. It would have paid $177 had he won.
See, Eric, smart man.
Yeah, well, okay, look, you're picking a guy who won a major to win another major. That's not that impressive.
Oh, come on.
He hadn't been playing very well, but
still. What was his odds prior to the Masters? He was on the second page, just like Arkansas was on the second page. But I think I have a much better deal. Let's pool our $2 and go win $475 million.
How much do I get?
You get half of $475 million after taxes.
I want a 70-30 split.
For me? Perfect, because I'm the one who thought of it. Sounds good.
No, I get the 70.
Why do you get the 70?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's zero good reason for that. I will keep the 70. I was offering you a 50-50, but you, as it is that you're being extremely greedy,
you know
I'll
what?
Take the 70.
Fair point. 60-40. I'll settle for it. Fine. Okay.
What? I'll take it. Whatever. I don't want to be greedy. Let's be honest. If the Lord is going to give me $475 million, I will not be greedy.
Why don't you take this over there and we'll buy a bunch of tickets?
I'm in.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good deal. Yeah, I'm in for $2. Okay,
perfect.
So
if we don't
21.
Show up on Monday, no. You now know why.
It's like, hey, you coming in?
Heck no.
I don't work for you anymore, sucker. Thanks for the good time.
I'm in.
You can keep my talent fees and all my salaries. And you know what? Don't even worry about paying me for my PTO because I ain't coming back ever.
You can mail it to the Turks and Caicos Islands because that's where I will be.
My goal is to break 80 on some sort of like consistent basis. That would be my only goal. I will hire a professional coach. And since you're going to be retired too, maybe we could work something out. Then I could do 60. That might be worth 60-40. You could work on my game and we could sit around and be rich. And it'll be awesome.
It'll be fantastic.
I like that
Let's
idea.
Let's be honest.
Okay, cool.
I say that way too much, by the way. Dwayne has pointed that out, that I say, let's be honest, or I'll be honest with you. That is my new goal. I
Everybody
no
has
longer
it.
Say that
Everybody
anymore.
Has their crutch.
I know, that's horrible.
Lenny Blackstone's is this. Do you know what I'm saying? yeah, Lenny, because I speak English. I understand everything that's coming out of your mouth. You know, Justin, we're going to do this and this and this and this, and then we're going to do this and this and this. Do you know what I'm saying? And she scrunches up her face. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
what do you say?
Yes,
I
Lindy.
Noticed.
I mean, you could. You're not talking Romanian. I mean, I get it.
What do you say? What is your crutch? I haven't noticed.
I
That's
have a bunch.
Bad.
I don't know. Bottom line is mostly what? I don't say it as much anymore. You want to go in? Sorry,
See?
Bro.
There
Back
we go.
Off.
Got a dollar.
Hey, you know what? We got our 50-50. I can't afford to split it three ways. I mean, come on.
No, maybe he wants to put a dollar on Arkansas. Would you put a dollar on Arkansas?
You know what? Wouldn't... Go buy yourself two bags of chips out there. You're going to come out way ahead, no doubt.
Better chance at the Powerball.
Scott
he said.
Says, where can you get two bags of chips for a dollar?
Well, exactly, I'm, Scott. But you can come out here and get two bags for free.
That's a good point. Why don't you come by and see us here in North Little Rock? 3305 JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Yeah, I mean, you can buy 50. You can buy two bags of chips for 50 cents. Each.
Can you?
Even in our vending machine at the Buzz.
Maybe in a vending machine.
Our vending machine's
I
actually not
like
bad.
Like little mini bags, not like a full-size bag.
Well,
like those are mini bags.
Well, that's what most people get for 50 cents.
For 50 cents. But most chip bags are like regular chip bags. I don't know how much
you're getting. You know what? I bet you. Here's the thing they don't tell you. Mm-hmm. The bottom line, as I like to say.
You're getting the
same amount of chips. You just pay
just
for more air. Exactly. You got it.
Exactly.
You got it. Okay, so I'll tell you right now. I don't say that easy.
I'll tell you right now.
Easy says I say it. Ralph.
You do say I'll tell you right now, but I do for sure say. Let me be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
Ralph says, does that make sense? See, and a crutch, of course, is basically anybody. I say basically a lot. Basically or obviously, I do get stuck doing that. And it's basically, see, obviously, it's a word for you to gather your thoughts. It's just it's a time filler
it
as
is.
Opposed to saying or just going. My
Am
gears,
I sounding Canadian?
My
today?
Gears are grinding, and I'm having a hard time getting this out. Instead, you go. Obviously, and you're filling time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's true.
Do you sound Canadian? Not especially.
There you go.
There you
I,
go.
I don't sound Canadian. See? Free bag of chips.
He got a free bag of
Coke.
Chips, a hot dog, and a Coke, a Diet Coke for nothing.
That guy just
nothing.
Saved himself, like, what, $2?
Awesome deal.
At least.
Awesome deal for him. Yes. Graham, if you're listening, yes, you're coming by to see us later on today. Okay, so let's see. We've got a couple other items here we're going to move along to. Ethan made a great point, too. I mentioned the only gold medalist we'd ever had on. Of course, we got stood up by one today. The only gold medalist we've ever had on before was Joe Klein, but that was wrong. We had
Who?
Christian Laettner on.
Oh, okay.
One time. He was actually on twice, I think. We were in North Little Rock doing a show at Dickie Stevens, and he came over. He was in town for a promotional deal, and he came by and hung out with us.
Very cool.
He was extremely nice. I could not believe it. I really wanted to hate him, but I couldn't. He was so cool.
Great Why hair, did you too. Want to hate him?
Oh, because he's a Duke guy. I mean, those guys are very unlikable, and everybody hates on Duke. I mean, it just is what it is, but he's a very likable dude. How you doing? What's
Look
happening?
Them. They're excited. They got free food.
Oh, they are. They came from Lindy, what's that place over there? Andres? Andres Coffee Shop from across the way. They're over here.
Oh, yeah.
I could hit that with a 60-degree wedge easy.
How far is that?
I don't know.
Like, if you were to guess, 35 yards?
No, it was way more than that. It's more like 60 yards.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
From
I look
from
at
this,
it like here's
from
what
that
I say
path to that.
Yeah,
body?
I'm like, can I throw a football and hit it? And I don't think I can throw a football that far.
Oh heck, no, I couldn't do that.
Well, that's probably closer to 50 yards then, because I can for sure throw a football 35 yards. Anyway. All right, so let's move on. We're going to talk a little golf here for a second, just real quick. I asked...
sports that no one cares about, hockey and golf, yes.
No, people care about golf. We just don't want to beat it to death. But I asked a former professional golfer, yes, I guess he's still a professional golfer, Richard, who's now at Greystone.
Coach Johnson. I saw him the other day.
The Welsh Wonder. You know, he went to high school with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
He's fantastic at golf.
Yeah, he really is.
Like, ridiculous.
He didn't actually go to high school with her either. You didn't even call me on that. You were just accepting it. I like that about you.
Hey.
He came by, and I said, what would you have told Sergio if you were on his bag and he was going to listen to you on the shot on 17?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? Hit it to the middle of the green. I said, exactly. What would you have told him?
I've played that hole.
I know.
Hit it to the middle of the green.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Basically, all he does. Here's what my thinking is, and I don't want to belabor this because we've talked it to death basically ever since the weekend.
I haven't been.
I know you've been busy, but okay. So here's the thing. I think he was afraid to go to a playoff. So he thought, look, 17 is my best chance. I'm going to give myself a really good chance to make birdie here. I'm going to be extremely aggressive, more so than usual. 18 is a very tough hole. And the other thing is, if he makes birdie at 17, he gives himself a little leeway if he does happen to bogey 18 and end up in a playoff. But I think he was trying desperately to avoid a playoff.
You could be right. I
could be wrong.
You could be right. You could be wrong.
I'm almost always right.
Yeah. And I am here to point out that is always not the truth.
Okay, if you're playing in a tournament and you're tied.
Yes.
And the other guy's a hole ahead of you and he's already parred 17, what do you do there? You play middle of the green and try to par?
If I were him, I would have hit that ball middle of the green distance to the left side of the pin. I mean, no matter what, even if you're flying the ball all the way to the pin, you're playing that ball left of the pin.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal.
Unless you're the former Razorback, David Lingworth, and he went right of the pin.
What is up with
that
him?
That could not have been on purpose. Nobody does it on purpose.
No, that was not on purpose. But you know what? That's the thing. You watch the PGA Tour on TV. I'd say at least 30 to 40% of the shots that you see hit on there are misses. Like, it's a great miss.
Mm-hmm.
When it ends up that good, it's a really, really good miss.
Okay.
That guy, he... No, not even a chance in hell. Kind of like the Powerball lottery, the chance of you and I winning. That is where he was trying to hit that golf ball.
What about, how'd you do on 18?
18 was, I don't know what I made.
It's a hard hole, isn't it?
18 is way harder than 17.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. 18, you're hitting, for me, I was hitting like an 8-iron, like it's 135, I think it was. But on the par 4, 18, I mean, I was right beside... Was it Hal Sutton's plate in the middle of the fairway? I was hitting a hybrid or a wood. That is a long hole.
And you got water all down the left side.
Yes, and that pin is tucked back left. Sunday was front left. But still, it's on the left-hand side. Now, that is where you hit it to the right side of the green and hope it funnels.
That's a hard hole. And that is Pebble Beach's 18 is similar to that, too.
I've never played Pebble.
I think it's the same way, though, except there's a big tree in the middle.
Water. Yeah,
water all down the left side.
All ocean.
Dog legs left, and there's a big tree in the middle, I think.
Yeah, but there's no tree in the middle of 18 on...
Not a TPC, no.
No.
I've never played Pebble either, but I'm going to try to shore that up at some point.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, I'll keep working on it. At least you can get on there. It's public.
Okay. For $500 a round. But if you win that lottery, you will have no issues.
That's a good point. The HP...
You can rent the whole course.
Byron Nelson Championship is going on right now in...
Irving.
That's a good point. How far is it? You do it. I'm going to tell you, he's got the rangefinder. I didn't ask you to do it. Back off, G. Ken Duke is 1 under par at the Byron Nelson. John Daly is plus 1 through 17. Ken is through 11. Bryce Mulder, Tag Ridings have yet to tee off, but they will be playing later on today. Okay, I'm going to shoot this and tell you how far it is over to the...
From right here, what is it, 65?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I don't know how to work this thing.
Exactly, and you didn't want me to use it.
I got meters. Sorry, I got to switch it back. Why is it in meters?
Don't know.
Come
can't
on.
Help. Can't
Dunk.
Help you with that. I could probably...
It is now.
I could probably convert that for you.
Okay, here we go. It is...
There's no way that is longer than like a 54-degree wedge.
It's 59 yards.
59 yards.
Yeah, we said 60 yards. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were right on.
You guys were right. I said 35.
Well, I'm a good caddy. You can read the Powerball sign, though, from across the way. That's impressive. We're going to talk
some... Yes, I can. $475 million.
We'll talk horse racing. We'll tell you about the Preakness draw from yesterday, and we'll hear a little more from Dick Girardi. We had him on the show again yesterday. I know you had a chance to talk to him before the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
He will be joining us. So we'll look forward to visiting with him. Heading into the break, let me tell you about Crazy Mike. Jerry West was on our show, too, and he's a gold medalist.
Oh.
We've had a bunch of gold medalists.
You've had a ton of them. What are you talking
deal.
About? Big deal. Everyone comes on here has one or two.
Yeah, exactly. No, we did not have Mike Conley on. But thank you, Scott and Hunt on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Jerry West. the logo, for goodness sakes, for the NBA. Very important. Anyway, we'll talk again horse racing when we come back. Here's some of our interview from Dick Girardi yesterday. And as we head into the break, you know, I'm really excited about next, let's see, is it next week? Yeah, next week. Crazy Mike is coming up next Wednesday. It has been forever.
I'm in Wednesday.
Are you?
Finally going to hit up Crazy
Mike. High five. There you go.
There it is.
Mike, you
finally
need to bring at least one soft shell crab po' boy sandwich then for Christina.
And Mike, bring something that's not deep fried. Do we have anything
soft shell crab po' boy sandwich? He has salads. Pretty good.
I need salad.
How about gumbo? How do you feel about that?
I mean,
not fried. How about crawfish bisque? You know you want some of that.
Yeah. It's
you're going to like that. Yeah, it's more bisque than crawfish.
It's more, more oily, bisque-y.
It's not oily.
Creamy.
It's creamy.
That's
right.
What I mean, creamy.
Yeah, it's creamy. It's very good. Oh, it's so spectacular. Anyway, I haven't had some. It's great on a rainy day. I can tell you that much right now. Crazy Mike's open right now. He opens at 11 o'clock every Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. And he's open until 9, except for Friday and Saturday. He's open until 10:30. So go by and see Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings and all kinds of good stuff for you. Wings, shrimp. I'm gonna give him an idea too. I don't know if he'll like it or not. He may tell me I'm an idiot because I've been